Welcome to The Voice of the Valley. I'm Dan Curtis. Today I'll be talking to Wayne Nelson and Tiffany Frank from Cactus Dry Cleaning, and we're going to be talking about dry cleaning and some of the other services they offer. We'll also be talking about their grand opening coming up on Friday. I learned some things from our discussion about dry cleaning and related services that I didn't know. I think you will too, so stay with us. All right, well, let's talk about dry cleaning.
All right. You know, Dan, we opened this dry cleaning about 7 months ago now. Took us about a year. We built it ourselves. We built every piece of it ourselves. So we know all the ins and outs of all the machines and how to use them. And we built it because there was a need in this valley.
Yeah.
There's a need for people to look professional. There's a need to take some of the stress off of the homes and let them drop off their laundry, so that we can take care of it. They can spend more time with their families and at their jobs where they need to be.
Before we get too far, let's talk about, you guys are having a grand opening coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
So for the grand opening, we're going to, that's basically so we can have people come in and have them learn about the services we offer, from everything to dry cleaning, to the laundry services, to pressing, to the wash and fold drop-offs. And then during the ribbon cutting, we're going to start offering the curbside pickup, which is for, for the elders that have a hard time getting in and off of the vehicles, for the mothers that have children, newborns, who don't want to carry all of their children in just for a few seconds and then put them back into the car. So with that, you know, people will be able to call in when they're on their way, and then we'll see them, we'll come out, get their payment, and give them their order without them having to get off the car, their vehicles. And another thing that we have a lot of promotional items to give away. We're going to start doing loyalty cards, which is something for our customers to show that we appreciate their business, and a bunch of other stuff. So
it'll be an exciting day to come and just get a few free things and learn about what services we provide.
Now, what day is that?
Friday.
That is Friday, November 22nd. And we're going to start at 10 o'clock and hope to be done around 2 o'clock, but if people keep coming, we'll stay there.
Now, are you going to give tours? I mean, if people come inside, what are they going to?
You know, we're going to offer a limited tour for just right at the beginning, just because we'll still be in operation that day, and the machines are really hot and possibility of getting burned. So we're going to offer one right at the beginning of the morning, just before the grand opening, and then after that, we won't have tours, just for safety.
Okay. So let's talk about the process of dry cleaning. I know that it's changed. Years ago, we had one here, and I think nobody wants to touch it because of all the chemicals that are soaked into the ground.
Well, we really looked hard at trying to open back up select cleaners, and that's kind of the reason we didn't, is because of the potential for hazard there. But we've got a state-of-the-art piece of equipment, very expensive piece of equipment, that uses hydrocarbon. And it distills it and reuses it until there's hardly any of it left. And so there's hardly any waste from the actual dry cleaning machine. The rest of the machines run off of household chemicals.
Okay. So how does the process work now? If somebody brings in a garment that needs to be dry cleaned, what actually happens?
You know, if you bring a garment that needs to be dry cleaned in, it'll actually be put in the dry cleaner. What people don't understand is not everything has to be dry cleaned. A lot of what people come to a dry cleaning for is for the pressing and starching.
Okay. So what kinds of things if there's a misunderstanding, what kinds of things do not need to be dry cleaned that people might think do?
So with the difference between the dry cleaning and laundering is, when you have your clothes dry cleaned, it's more able to keep the color. They're also It's wrinkle free. It keeps the wrinkles out.
Some of your special items, your silks, your ties, your suits, those all need to be dry cleaned. And I think those are the ones most people recognize and know. But I think when people talk about bringing their clothes into the dry cleaner, I take everything. I'm a physical therapist by trade also, and I take all of my work attire in my button-up shirts, my long-sleeve shirts, my polos, my slacks, and those don't need to be dry cleaned. Those get washed and pressed and come out looking way better than when I used to just, my wife and I would do it at home. She would iron, or I would iron once in a while, and it's not even comparable on how the quality looks.
So just washing and pressing can actually have better results on some materials than dry cleaning. Is that correct?
Correct. A lot. Yeah. If it's not a dry clean only item, we'll probably wash and press it.
So if somebody brings something in that doesn't need to be dry cleaned, what are the advantages of bringing it into you as opposed to just doing it at home?
And that I think's the hugest advantage. And if you see people on the street, my clothes that I dry clean and have, or that I have laundered and pressed, they last all day and into the next day if I really wanted them to, still wrinkle free, and they're just crisp and sharpness to them. A lot of the cowboys who will have their pants starched, they'll go to a roping or to a rodeo for that weekend, and those pants will look good the whole weekend, and they'll wear the same pair 2 or 3 days because of how well they hold their creases and they stay wrinkle free. And with the starch, it actually whisks away a lot of the dirt and grime that normally would stick to your pants.
So these are jeans we're talking about, right?
Those are jeans, but even my slacks are the same way.
Okay. So you actually starch the slacks and then iron them. See, I'd actually be afraid to do that at home because I'm afraid I'd leave this white mark everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's a different starch than what we're used to using in our home. So it's not a spray starch that we spray on the clothes, because I agree with you. I hate those white little flakes that leaves on my clothes. This is actually laundered into the article.
Okay, so it's laundered in and then you press it
Uh-huh.
and the starch is already there. Okay.
And it's not pressed with an iron like we would use at home. It's pressed with what we call hotheads and fastbacks and Robux and shirt cuff and collar. They're specific to the different parts of the article, and that's why I talk about the safety in the environment back there, not letting people come. We have big hotheads that are 3 foot by 2.5 feet that are piping hot, and if you touch them, you get burned. And so that's the way we press it. We don't use an iron to press.
Well, that's a huge difference.
A big
So
difference.
yeah, so I'm starting to see the difference between doing it home as opposed to bringing it in.
Plus, no more of your wife having neck pain and shoulder pain, and or yourself or whoever's doing it. Right. I don't know how many times my wife has complained that her shoulders hurt because she's ironing my clothes.
So, you guys can save marriages, right?
Yeah, we're here to save the marriage.
You should maybe have that under your sign, Cactus Dry Cleaners, Marriage Savers.
Marriage solved, yeah.
We solve marital problems.
That's right.
Okay, well, so let's go back. What generated an interest in starting this business up?
I grew up here in this community, and I remember as a kid having slut cleaners there. And when I came back in a professional setting where I feel like I need to dress to a certain standard. And I really was. My wife was having to iron all the time and spending hours ironing clothes for me. And talk to a co-worker and to a brother-in-law, and we looked at it for quite a few years and wanted to get this started. And fortunately, my brother-in-law owned another cleaners in another town, and after running that one for 5 or 6 years, he was comfortable coming here and starting one. And so we jumped in with him and started it because of the need in this valley, the need for people who have a professional setting to look professional. You want to go into your lawyer, your doctor, your dentist, or your professional people, and they need to look that way. And so I'm in that city and I want to look that way. And so this is one way to help with that. And also, we wanted to do it because it does take so much burden off of the home and allows stay-home parents to be with their kids more or to be at the school more and take some of the chores away from them when in reality, it doesn't cost them very much to bring in and drop off their laundry. It saves them.
So somebody can come in and just bring in all their laundry and leave it and then
Yeah,
come pick it up.
we'll have it ready the next day most of the time,
Yeah.
if not 2 days.
So Tiffany, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I came here from New Mexico. We moved here, it'll be a year on Thanksgiving. So we moved here to do this. I worked for Kindle over there in Grants, and he asked us if we were willing to come out here and run the dry cleaning for these guys. And so we had never been out here before that. We came for a visit during the salsa festival, and it was okay to us, so yes, we liked it, so we're still here.
She started out in the dry cleaner up in New Mexico, in Grants, New Mexico. The dry cleaner up there has been running for a lot of years, and she started up there and learned the trade up there, then was willing, her and her husband both came down and they managed the cleaners here.
Okay. So when did you actually open the doors?
I think we opened the doors, I want to say the middle of March, middle to end of March of this year.
Okay. And now you're doing your grand opening. So
We wanted to wait till the winter months. Typically summer, summer's not a heavy coat month and people aren't wearing their suits as much. We wanted to wait till we were into the season where there's more stuff that people are needing cleaned.
right. How do you clean a coat? Let's
It
say,
actually gets put into the dry cleaner.
yeah. What about?
And that's the thing is once it goes into the dry cleaning machine, there's no other chemicals besides the chemical that's in the machine, and it comes out and it gets steamed and it's done.
How about a leather coat? Can you clean leather coats?
We can clean leather coats as well.
And what's the process for that? I don't imagine you put that in the dry cleaner, do you?
Actually, that's more of my husband's territory. 'Cause I work up in the front and he does everything in the back, so
We have some
it's
leather cleaners and some steamers that will clean the leather.
okay.
It is a process.
Yeah.
Leather is more of a process, and I would hesitate to do my own at home for sure.
Well, because you got leather on the outside and then you have material on the inside.
Correct.
And I don't imagine you can clean them both the same way.
No, you can't.
So, this might be a dangerous question about what would it cost to clean a leather jacket?
It varies. Like all diff there's all different kinds of leather jackets. So some are, of course, long. Some are, it just depends on what kind of leather jacket it is.
And
It's not too expensive, but it's not too cheap, so it's
leather is a touchy one.
Yeah.
And we usually, before we agree to clean a leather one, we will inspect it to make sure it's of a quality that's going to withstand cleaning. We've had people want to bring in leather jackets that are super, super old and already tearing and fraying, and those take special care. And so, yeah, leather, some of the other prices I could probably tell you off the top of my head. I can't tell you a leather jacket,
Well,
though.
see, I knew it was a dangerous question. So here's another question while I'm thinking about leather, because I've had a couple of leather jackets in my life. They're all gone by now, but the neck tends to crack over time. Do you have a method of cleaning, preserving so that the leather stays softer and stuff longer?
We can get it cleaned. What the problem with that is even at home, the customer has to condition leather. It just has to be conditioned. It has to be maintained. Even if they're going to bring it in more frequent to be cleaned, that's fine. We'll condition it at our place. But if they're not, they've got to condition it at home.
So just get a leather conditioner and apply that
Specifically for clothing articles,
for,
yes.
yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. I had another question here. I'll have to look at my notes because I've been making notes, but I don't see my question. I must have not written it down. The process of dry cleaning has only changed in the chemicals that you're using. Is that correct?
I wasn't in it before, so I've never. They used to use a chemical called PERC. I mean, it has a really big long name, but the short was PERC. I wasn't in it at that time, so I can't tell you if it's changed a ton. I can tell you the chemicals used have changed, and that process has changed, but I can't tell you before because I wasn't in it.
Right. What else should we know about dry cleaning and cleaning services in general?
You know, if there's any way we can help people take the burden off at home, they can drop their clothes off. We'd love to fluff and fold. We'll press, wash and press. We do keepsake boxes for wedding gowns and for baby article, baby blessings stuff. And we want to help preserve. We can help preserve and put them away in boxes for people who want to save certain articles, like a wedding gown. I don't know how many times you pulled a wedding gown out, which I hope you haven't. But somebody's pulled one out, and it's yellow and falling apart because it never got washed and didn't get put away properly. And we can help with that. We have boxes for that. We offer for businesses to, you know, it's a tax write-off for all these self-employed businesses. This is a tax write-off. It's a uniform expense that they come in and have it cleaned and they look a certain way. It could be an easy tax write-off for them.
Huh. Now that's something I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
So any businesses, especially that require a certain type of dress, they can all bring that down and have that.
Yeah. Anybody that requires a dress code can, you know, that's a tax write-off for the business and those who are self-employed for sure.
What about employees, though?
The business can offer that. When I interviewed for a job in the past, that was part of the perks, is they offered so much towards dry cleaning because they wanted their staff to look professional. And so the business wrote it off as a business expense because they wanted their staff to have a certain appearance when people came in to see them.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So it doesn't cost the business anything because they're saving tax money, and it brings a service to the Valley that's going to be beneficial for everybody.
So let's go back and recap your grand opening coming up on Friday, November 22nd.
Okay.
Give us the times again on that.
So Friday, November 22nd, we start at 10 a.m., We are doing a walk behind tour at 9:30 for those who are there. We'll have the radio there who's providing some refreshments for us and some drinks, and we'll have some discounts that day. All day long, people who drop off will be able to pull out a discount ticket. Some will be up to 50%, 75% off, 10% off. Lots of promotional giveaways. We've got garment bags that we're looking to give away. We look forward to seeing people there. We want this to be a successful thing for the community so that it's a service that's available. We're in a small town. We're not close to any of the big cities. We're a couple hours away everywhere we go. That we want this to be something that can benefit the community. And for that to happen, the community has to be behind it and come through the doors. And so whatever we can do to get people through the doors, we want to get them there. And if you teach them about the dry cleaning, the pressing, the laundry, we want to teach them how much we can save them in their time and efforts on a daily basis.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
No, we're excited to have people come, and we look forward to people coming, and we welcome questions. We want to help and let people know and make them aware of what we do.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for being with us today, and I'll be sure to come down and say hi on Friday.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, we start at 10 o'clock, 9:30 for the little quick tour.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for us today. Coming up this week, I'll be talking with Dr. Tom Grogan, a doctor from Tucson that revolutionized pathology for cancer patients. We'll also be talking about Toys for Tots, some holiday concerts coming up, and beyond that, I don't really know. I guess you'll have to tune in to find out. For Voice of the Valley, I'm Dan Curtis. Thanks for listening.